Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with hogsports.com coming to you live on the first Saturday from Bud Walton Arena for the college basketball season. It was a good one for the Razorbacks. 99-58 win over San Jose State. Woo! The Hogs put it on them in the second half. Really, really fun game. I'm going to throw a few quick stats at you here as we get started. The largest margin of victory for the Razorbacks so far this season, 41 points. Most points scored by the Razorbacks so far this season, 99 today. Most assists the team has dished out, 22. 62.7% from the field, 61.5%, that's 8 of 15 from the three-point line, and 81% from the free throw line. Another opponent the Razorbacks have held under 60 points. Really, really a thorough and complete effort from the Razorbacks, again, especially in the second half of this one. Listen, we're not going to throw a party for beating up on San Jose State, but that was pretty impressive and probably the most fun I've had in this building so far this season. I mean, I guess that's what is going to happen when you're operating at full strength for the first time this year. The Razorbacks were had all scholarship players available for the first time this season. That's crazy to think about, now that we're a month into things here. But, you know, at the same time, I think it kind of looked like that in the first half. This game wasn't a blowout from the tip, was it? You think about how this game started. Arkansas struggled defensively, I thought, in their screen coverages, letting their man get by him a little bit too often. Amari Moore, number 10, really nice player for San Jose State. He really lit Arkansas up, gave him some problems. I think he had 16 in the first half. The offense, I think, looked good for the Razorbacks early on, maybe missing some open shots that you think they would normally make, and San Jose State was making some tough ones. This is a 40-35 game at halftime, and it was a one-possession game a couple minutes into the second half, but Arkansas really, really blew things open after the break. Looking at the box score here, Arkansas outscores San Jose State by 36 points in the second half en route to the win. I think it was some of the best basketball they played throughout the course of the season. It was great to see them get everybody involved. They looked crisp. They looked sharp. Like I said, they were having a lot of fun. The crowd was energized. They were into it. So really good things, I think, from Arkansas on a Saturday in Bud Walton Arena. That's what you want to see. Some player notes, right? Nick Smith Jr., he's back. Got his first career start. Oh, he got his feet wet a little bit on Monday. Would he play 5 or 6 minutes? But he even said it after the game. We got to talk to him. He felt like this was really his debut. Got the start, like I said, played 24 minutes. I thought he looked phenomenal for a guy who hasn't really played basketball in a month. 16 points for Nick, 3 of 5 from three-point range. He was key against that zone of San Jose State. 5 assists. 0 turnovers, efficient. I thought he looked phenomenal. We have a full breakdown analysis of that already up over at Hawks Sports, so be sure to check that out. But man, what a difference a few days of practice can make. Because even in that short stint on Monday, he looked like a guy that was thinking a lot while he was out there. Some people said, oh, maybe he looks a little bit slow. Is that knee bothering him? No, he looked like a guy that was second guessing a little bit, thinking instead of letting the game come to him, trusting his skills, and just playing up to his talents and his capabilities. I thought we really saw him turn the corner with that tonight in Bud Walton. Really impressive, and it's just a starting point for Nick, and he said that after the game. There's more to come with him, with this team, as they kind of get him back reacclimated into the lineup and get everybody comfortable. It's a little bit of a shift in roles, right? But man, that's a great sign for the Razorbacks to see Nick back out there playing some big time meaningful minutes and contributing at a high level. Trevin Brazil, There's no other way to put it. He was awful on Monday, right? What did he have? A couple points, no rebounds, five turnovers. Really, really struggled in that game against Troy. You want to talk about a bounce back? I think he had a career high in points tonight with 23. Way more aggressive, way more engaged and assertive in this one. I really liked what he was doing, just driving the basketball against that zone or against man-to-man. He had an advantage in quickness. He was able to put it on the deck. Musselman talks about, I mean, we know how long he is, but how he can, you know, just really cover a lot of ground in just a couple dribbles and get to the basket. Really looked as comfortable as I've seen him handling the ball all season in this one. Like I said, 23 points. I think he had five rebounds to go along with it. He hit a three. Really, really nice bounce back from Trevon Brazile. So, you know, we've seen the extremes from him. There are games where maybe he disappears a little bit and games where he's arguably the best player on the floor. What can he channel consistently for this Arkansas team moving forward? Because when he's good, Arkansas is really, really good, especially now that you've kind of got the backcourt pieces in place. If he's able to give you consistently some solid efforts at that four spot or the five, depending on what the matchups call for, you're in business if you're the Razorbacks. Ricky Council, I don't know, it's just a quiet night for Council. 17 points, he missed one shot the entire game. excuse me, got choked up a little bit there at my own joke, I guess. But it's wild that, you know, in such a short time with Council, we've become so accustomed to him just doing ridiculous things that he has a game where he misses one shot, he scores 17 points, he has some ridiculous dunks. Another one of those, you know, deep, you know, halfway kind of sidestep three-pointers. And he's got his prints all over this game, and he's the third guy you mentioned. And I think that's a good sign that we've come to expect that from him. Another tremendous performance from Council. And then Jalen Graham, I love it, man. You know, this is a guy who was all Pac-12. That's a high major conference. He was all Pac-12 last year at Arizona State. He comes to Arkansas. We've seen some spurts. We saw it in the red-white game. Some of these exhibitions, we've seen it early on in the season. The dude is a bucket when he comes in there. He can score it for you. And so, you know, he hasn't played in a few games, not much anyway. And Musk says, hey, you know, this guy's been practicing hard. They monitor the guy's activity levels and energy levels at practice, and he's had his best week. So Musk felt like he needed to find a way to reward him, put him in with about 12 to 13 minutes left in the game. And he's instant offense for you. He has 11 points. You know, in 12 minutes of action, we know that he's got that spin move. He can score it around the block, soft touch with that floater. He's a really, really good weapon for Arkansas in that front court spot against the zone because he's really good at kind of finding those gaps in the defense and scoring. But what I was really impressed with about Graham is obviously we know he can score, but that's not what's been keeping him off the floor, is it? I mean, it's been defense, maybe some energy levels. Hey, he took two charges. You'll love to see it from Jalen Graham, right? He was jumping passing lanes. He had six rebounds in those minutes. So he was active. He was energized. And he really made the most of his time. You know, we'll see what that means moving forward with matchups and things of the like because Arkansas's got so many options in the post, whether it's Brazile playing small ball, Graham if you need scoring. Makai's kind of been the best of both worlds. He was solid again tonight. Mikel, Kamani, guys that bring you some more strength. Mikel brings you rim protection. You've got so many options, these guys just have to stay ready. And kudos to a guy like Graham for doing that and then making the most of his time. Even though Arkansas, I think they were up 16. They had kind of gotten the game under control there when Graham came in. But like Musk said, he kind of changed the complexion of things for the Razorbacks with his energy. So really impressed with him. He definitely deserved a shout out. And you can go across the board on, you know, some of the plays that the guys made. I thought Anthony Black looked really good. You know, he's adjusting now, right? Because Arkansas needed him to score at a higher rate with Nick out. Nick is back. Okay, so and he's able to kind of shift his mindset back to more of a facilitator. And I thought he handled that pretty well tonight. You know, sometimes the ball's going to be in Nick's hand, and AB has to slide down to the wing. We saw that a little bit. They look comfortable. I really thought the ball was moving around well. You got guys, some alphas on this team, whether it's Nick, whether it's Council, who we know is wired to score, Anthony Black, who's proven that. He's going to be a lottery pick. You know, are the guys willing to share the basketball and keep that thing moving and let the game come to them? Are they going to start forcing it? Well, tonight, you know, the first time we've been able to really see them all together, I thought the ball was really whipping around the perimeter. They shared it well. They played well off of each other. I was impressed with the way Arkansas looked offensively tonight, and it's hard not to be given the numbers. Again, yeah, it's San Jose State, but you'll take that, especially, you know, when it's the first game having all these guys back together, and you got to take away something from these games, right? and Arkansas was able to get this thing under control, execute at a high level, and it was a feel-good game, right? It's a feel-good game. If you were there, man, the bench was fired up. They were jacked up. The crowd was really into it. You got Cade Arbogast, the walk-on in there. He drills a three. Everybody was fired up. They were pumped up. That's one that you walk out of the building feeling really good about where Arkansas is at, heading into what's going to be an important stretch here. Listen, it's going to take a little bit of time, right, to get everybody acclimated. You know, like I said, it's a little bit of a reset because you're reintegrating, you know, Nick into the lineup. He's such a focal point of what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period there. Got Devo back, which shout out to him, by the way. His stat line probably doesn't show it. But, you know, I thought he played really hard. And like Trevin Brazil said after the game, he just brings a different kind of energy for this Arkansas team. It's different with him out there. The leadership, you know, just the effort with which he plays, it's infectious and it trickles down throughout the rest of the roster. So really good to see him back too. But this Arkansas team is close. They're close. And that's a scary proposition for maybe some opponents because we're so early in the season. Defensively, there's still some things to work on. That's going to take a little bit of time. They have time, especially before the start of SEC play. You know, offense, I think, you know, we were wondering if that was going to be the Achilles heel for this team. You know, the three-point shooting, they were turning it over at a high rate. But I think tonight offered a glimpse of what this team is capable of, and they can have some firepower. If they need to outscore some teams throughout the course of the season, I think they've got enough juice, especially in that backcourt, especially if you have Trevin Brazil cooking, to where they can do that when they need to. And I think eventually when that defense becomes elite level, and I think it will, man, Arkansas is going to be a really tough out. So be excited. Arkansas 7-1. Things are starting to come together. Another home opportunity. This is an important game on Tuesday. UNC Greensboro is not bad. They're a fairly solid mid-major, I think better probably than the team Arkansas played tonight. Arkansas should be able to win this game and take care of business, but you got to make sure that you're not looking ahead to Oklahoma, that big game at the BOK Center in Tulsa next Saturday. That's going to be a quad one opportunity for Arkansas. Probably a little bit of revenge on the mind after what happened last year. So you don't want to get caught looking ahead. Stay focused. Make the next necessary steps forward in this home game on Tuesday and get ready for a big one this weekend. Another thing to keep in mind, those net rankings, those damn net rankings. We heard Eric Musselman talking about it last year. It doesn't make sense. What's going on? Arkansas's beat LSU a half dozen times. LSU's still ranked ahead of them. We don't understand. Those come out on Monday, the first release. I'm really anxious to see where Arkansas is at in those because they've been taking care of business in the metrics so far. If you take a look at it, all these home games against, you know, inferior competition, how does that impact your strength of schedule? We'll see. But you get style points, essentially, for blowing teams out. And Arkansas has done a pretty nice job of that. I think this 41-point win against the San Jose State team, you might look at it at the end of the year and go, whatever. But that margin of victory matters. I'm anxious to see what that means. What did Maui do for Arkansas? You know, you had that Louisville game. If you look at it now, they might be, outside of North Dakota State, the lowest-ranked team that Arkansas has faced. They've really struggled. So that kind of stinks that you go to Maui and you get a game like that. But you beat the hell out of them, which is good. And you had two great games, so 1-1 in quad one opportunities, you know, with the loss to Creighton, but then the bounce back win against San Diego State. Obviously, a huge quad one opportunity coming up against Oklahoma. And then, man, like, we got two more games and we're in SEC play. Like, the season is rolling. We're past the quarter pole of the race here. And I like where this Arkansas team is at, and I hope you do too. Today was an exciting game. The team is making progress. They're finally at full strength, and we'll start to see what they're capable of. Good day here in Bud Walton Arena. Appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. As always, we will have the game on Tuesday. We'll be back in the studio on Wednesday for the next episode of Hog Hoops Live. Looking forward to it again. This has been Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com. Appreciate you guys like always, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.